Desperate and delirious, he ran towards the sea until he reached the wharf. Looking across the harbour, he saw a magnificent sailing boat readying for departure, and a hooded figure on the deck waving at him. He ran around the harbour wall towards the boat, but the boat was pulling away. He felt this was his last chance. The man on board opened his arms and said, "Jump." And so Ron jumped. He crashed down to the deck in a heap. In silence, the man picked Ron up and lay him to rest in a hammock. Looking up into his face, Ron saw that the man was Katanga, and realized he was in a good place. The sea was calm and the sun was shining, and as the boat drove a path out into the immense blue of the Pacific, everything he'd done seemed so very far away.
In the sunshine, get the mood right. I see blue sky up ahead and the springtime. I'm the seal from me and the moment door is cool, but small pond than a little one in the sea. Have you ever had that feeling? There's a monkey on the ceiling. The tide, people pushing around it. The seal don't make a sound, but it's there. And the moment no is cool, but more the fool is me. And the moment no, behold, there's something beneath my feet.
Katanga poured Ron a glass of lime cordial. They sat together on deck, and Katanga explained to Ron the probabilities of the various physical encounters that could have occurred involving a monkey and a whale, or indeed their evolutionary predecessors. As he considered Katanga's answer to the question, an answer that he himself had failed to find, Ron grew disconsolate and morose. Surely he had failed Katanga by risking it all for a night at the booth. To make matters worse, the rocking of the boat was playing havoc with his bowels. Steering the boat into the port of a pretty seaside town, Katanga smiled, refusing to pass judgment.